inspector and gave them a waiver until June 30th of 2023 to get the project approved. They ran into same COVID problems and different difficulties with lending institutions, et cetera, that just about every business did. That's his second project, if my recollection is correct, that has gotten a six-month wait to complete their project. The map that we electronically sent to you guys didn't have some information on it. Rose?
Yes?
What information didn't the Beer Project have on it?
They didn't have their landscape green space on the landscape plan. They put it on some obscure site plan that had nothing to do with landscaping.
So they're going to bring an updated plan, so at least all that information is together, so if they have to go back in the future and take a look at we're not around for it. But aside from that, it seems like a fairly decent landscaping plan. The second one, Thorn Avenue, for some reason, I am assuming, and if Chris Wood comes, I'll be able to find out, but I'm assuming that they were using our old code for preparing the landscape plan. So in our new code, we need 20% of the project as green space. They went with a figure of 15%, which is what the code used to be. The difference, though, because it's such a small project, it's only 2.86 acres. The difference comes out to be instead of 20, they get 19.2%. So you can always recommend a waiver on that 0.8% as far as the green space goes. And further complicating it a little bit is they're only developing half of the property, and they have part of the property behind you, so they plan on developing that. I think that's pretty much it.
Can we carry the action from the meeting minutes forward on the agenda?
Yeah, it hasn't gotten yet.
Okay. What's his target date for providing it? I thought he was going to be
able to do it. In the minutes, I think, in the last few minutes.
No, it's not in there. So, I mean, I think it would be reasonable he's now had 30 plus days to provide it that he provided in the next 7 days. That's 40 days to give us a list that he said he already had.
Work with that much?
Well, I think the board should at least communicate that expectation to him, and if he doesn't do it, then he doesn't do it. Yeah, and I'm worried. I don't necessarily trust the process that they gave for mowing. It seems pretty late, knowing what I paid to mow my lawn, which is not that big once a year. So I don't think $10,000 is anywhere close to what it actually costs.
It wasn't attached.
I'm glad he finally came, and he didn't get a whole lot of value out of the end result until we can actually see the list of what he's counting as a pocket park or whatever you want to call it.
Salvage. Okay. I will relay that to him. Dave, what?
Yeah, late.
How are you?
I'm late.
Yeah. No, you're 15 minutes till the meeting's there, so.
Doing well.
How you feeling?
Good. Yeah, I'm back a little bit.
Good.
How are you?
For an old guy?
Yeah. Your day's new day.
Do you want to run the meeting, or do you want to let Tom run the meeting?
You can run the meeting. Run the meeting.
I guess I'm going to.
Yeah.
Have you seen this plan before?
I haven't seen it. I've seen the site plan.
Okay, so we got to count without anybody else coming in. We should be enough for a voting.
Yep. We have four members.
sure that we are. For the landscape evaluation form.
Yes, sir. It's a beer project, right?
Yeah.
The
yeah, the individual plant values. Yeah, I don't. Mm-mm. I get the total amount.
Yeah.
The percentage is only from what I've read, it's 37.5.
Ah, that was the other thing. Let's see. You guys here for the beer project?
Yes.
Did you bring the landscape value information plan?
Oh, I mailed, I sent those in with the plan to Rose. Here's the updated drawings. I only printed the overall one, not the blow-ups. There's some format you wanted.
Yeah, it was at
yeah, when I saw the drawings in last week, we sent a copy that had the values.
Elevation for it.
I might have to ask if you would find
the elevation.
Last meeting I didn't make because I had virus. The one before that, I don't.
Yeah.
Anywhere? So I'm kind of out of.
Come back to Forest.
Updated plans.
Updated. You know, change there.
You know the changes there.
All we did was add the value on.
They just they incorporated value in the drawing.
Oh. Okay.
I misspoke. One thing Rose asked that we had was green space calculation and also the internal parking green space calculation. Yeah, it's under landscape.
It's
like
all
the there's a small.
It's on the right side. I see it there.
In accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Ocean Park, it is incumbent upon any conservation board member with a financial or business relationship with any petitioner coming before the board to discuss this relationship and if warranted to recruit himself or herself from any of matter involving petitioner. Any petitioner coming before the board who is a relative of or has financial or business relationships with any officials or employees of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. Started off by talking about the minutes from the previous meeting. Has everybody reviewed those minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a vote on them?
Make
any
a motion.
Motion.
A motion.
Motion.
Motion carried. Thank you. The first thing we have on the agenda is, excuse me, file number 192222. 275 Thorn Avenue, located on the south side of Thorn Avenue, east of Durer Road, zone requesting the construction of a warehouse slash office building with associated parking and site improvements. Applicant is seeking Conservation Board approval and submitted landscape plan SBL 172-11. The petitioner here, Chris Bacon.
Good evening. I'm Chris Wood with Terminal Wood Design. We're the engineers for the project. What we're proposing is a 10,000 square foot office warehouse building. It's on Thorne Avenue, 275 Thorne Avenue. It's the first property that's in the town outside of the village. It's currently occupied by an older building that we demolished to make way for the new building. Adjacent to the driveway goes back to the Beaver Road baseball field, if you're familiar with that. There's a couple of typos on the plan that I got to update, but we'll take care of those and get them back into range. If you have any questions, we'll certainly get through. We've seen the landscape plan in the value estimate form. I trust you guys have.
Well, I don't personally have it.
You can have it.
I don't know.
You can have my copy.
Okay, I'll just check it out.
Just the two things I mentioned during the work session. The calculation was based on 15% green space, and our code calls for 20. And Chris is going to fix that and so that we're at 20%. And then second, the parking they're showing are 60 parking spots. There's only 40 shown on the plan. So I'm guessing that you're going to be extending, use the back part of the project in the future?
If needed. Okay. The stone parking lot currently they store like Western overflow cars there. So in the event that the new parking space that we show on the front aren't enough, we included that in the back.
Okay. So you'd be coming back to the Conservation Board with that if need be.
If needed.
Okay.
Are there current plans for that rear portion?
Not this time. I would assume in the future, most likely, if this warehouse is successful, that there'll be another one or two in the back.
Okay. But will it continue to store vehicles in?
It'll continue to be used for whatever it is for now. That was the storage of the vehicles was under the previous owner before these guys bought it. So that may not continue, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Are there any other questions for this particular one? Would you like to vote?
Vote we accept the plan as presented.
Motion to approve.
The motion carried. And thank you. Brandon, you got that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Right?
Well, signed by the town of Ford in 2020, applicant and seeking Conservation Board approval and submittal landscape plan number SDL152.14.
Hi, Alex Hammering with Passage Engineering. If it's okay, I'd like to spend a few minutes just kind of going through the background on this project. I think it's the first time this board has seen it. A couple of years ago, the project owner did get a special use permit for this location, obviously for a number of reasons it kind of sat. Fast forward to today, we've put together a full site plan submission, which was turned into planning and development. With the site plan that's before you, obviously we understand your purview relates more to the landscape design itself. I'll kind of walk you through the site itself and just the design intent. It is at the back of the Sterling Business Park. There's a cul-de-sac back there with a flag parcel that connects to the cul-de-sac. Coming in, we are putting an arch feature kind of over the roadway you'll see there. It will have some landscape beds around that. There will be some evergreens that kind of separate that from the property to the south, I believe is nearing completion right now. Along the roadway itself, there will be some more typical street trees, deciduous, again, kind of welcoming you into the site. You'll navigate through the main parking field. You'll see there's a pretty large entrance feature on the front of the building, obviously drawing customers into that, kind of a portraiture style architectural feature. Around that, some patio space. You see kind of a smaller parking lot off to the side. That would be primarily employee parking with the customer parking in the main field to the east of the building there. As you kind of circulate around that, there will be an entrance, enclosed refuse enclosure. You'll see a number of trees that are kind of denoted in a lighter line work here. What we did is we actually went through and did a tree survey. There is a number of mature trees out there, and so we identified a bunch of these that we could actually protect through construction and then clear out the underbrush and keep those kind of off the back edge of the building here. There will be an outdoor covered patio space. The building itself, the tasting room is kind of up in this area. Restaurant over here. Brewing itself is right here. And then the majority of the second floor of the building is more general event space. So you'll see off the back the patio there. You know, that's kind of the area we targeted to keep the trees. There's a number of, I think it's kind of a mix of maples, oaks, that type of, you know, hardwood. Yeah. And I believe those were identified on the demolition plan.
You do have those identified.
Yep. You know, beyond that, throughout the parking, there's obviously a number of landscape islands. They serve a couple effects. They will be bioretention, meeting, you know, the DEC criteria for stormwater. They will have street trees. Kind of off the north edge of the parking there, we were, you know, made an effort to respect the fact that there is a residential district to the north. You'll see the buffer there is larger. It won't be cleared. It'll just be kind of left overgrown as it is today. Beyond that, we do have to do a small pond kind of at the northwest corner of the site. We are at about the lowest point of the business park. So a portion of the property does drain to the northwest there and can't go to the regional facility, which is to the south of our site. So where we have to clear around the pond, we also added a number of evergreen trees to kind of reestablish the buffer at the rear of that lot. Beyond that, you know, there's quite a bit of foundation planning around the building itself. You know, that's typical mulch beds, grasses, perennials, a mix of different types. So I guess at that point I'd be happy to answer questions.
I'd ask Dave to talk about the planning in particular, mm-hmm. his background. I guess the two general questions that we normally ask every petitioner is on screening of the waste area as well as the lighting and the parking
downward facing way.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the dark
the
sky.
The dumpsters as well. So,
we did receive a comment from the town engineer who also asked if we had some landscape around the hot box, you know, which will obviously be the back, you know, house the meter and backflow preventer for the water service. That's.
Is that near the cul-de-sac?
Yeah, that's down here. You've been out and I saw the one that was put in next door. It's, you know, they're a large aluminum structure, not awfully natural looking, so we'll be adding that.
What is the neighbor to the south of it?
Cedric Selson, Rosmeyer.
Rosmeyer, medical office.
Okay.
Dan, is that
going to be pretty helpful? No, I think it was phenomenal.
No comment.
I think it looks great. No comment.
Okay.
It looks great.
Are the islands irrigated by any chance? Or it's not a requirement, but it's something we.
We're, you know. Budgets are kind of a scary thing right now, so we are, you know, looking at a number of wish list items with the owner, and I would imagine that might potentially be one, but we're not committed to
it's
it.
It's a little more successful as far as the planning goes. And the loop, there's like a loop walkway to the north of the building. Is that, what's the purpose of that? Just to get
this
fresh air?
Well, yeah, I mean, this type of business generates quite a bit of rideshare programs. You know, people are waiting out there.
Okay.
If, you know, you have more senior folks, you know, someone goes out, gets the car, comes up. There's the potential we could do something, you know, with that area. For now, we're just proposing it, I believe, as some sort of stamped concrete.
Okay,
again,
but I mean, it's just a
if there's more passive, money, you know.
But, I mean, it's just a passive walkway.
Yep.
Tom? The town board recently just passed a change in the code as far as buffering goes. The town board recently passed a code change as far as buffering goes in between any residential and any B district or development and research DNR. So you're going to need 60 feet. I can't tell from the plan how much buffering you do have there, but you're going to need 60 feet of landscaping between the edge of the parking lot there and the nearest residence in back.
Looks like it's a little shy of that in the narrowest part. The fatter part to the left.
It's like scaling about 60 to 70, closer to 70. This is right 40 scale.
Okay,
I'll double check.
Yeah, but I can note the check on that so that we don't get to the planning board and you don't have enough buffering.
Yep.
It looks to be about 40 in the narrower part and 60 on the wider.
Okay.
Wider part to the left of that. So. And those are existing trees that are just to the south of that, so maybe it would just be widened out. There's enough room in there to fill out. Yeah, 60 feet, maybe just not manicured lawn, right?
I don't think the intent, I think we're really just going to clear off the edge of the pavement.
Yeah, well, that would do the 60 feet that way.
Yeah, I just have to check the grading and make sure, you know.
It looks like it's just about to the edge of the pavement at 60 feet, so. Maybe those existing trees can just be incorporated into what's there now. I need this flush with this, non-mowed land. Were there, in the planning board level, were there many objections from the neighbors, or was it?
We haven't been to the planning board.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Actually, you did. Two years ago for the special use permit. Mm-hmm. And that, and there were several neighbors who were worried about the buffering and the size of the project and that. Between the time that they met with the planning board for the special use permit and today, this new legislation went into effect, so they need a minimum of 60 feet. I would suggest, too, that they identify, they've mentioned they've already identified the old growth trees, but to make sure that, as we've done with other old growth trees, is to protect them around the drip line.
I think it would just be a matter of probably eliminating that lawn area between the existing trees, letting it stay. I mean, if it can, as far as grading goes, letting it stay.
Yeah, I don't think the intent was really to clear cut back as far as the line shows on there. Yeah. We would like to just kind of leave that as it is today.
Yeah, as long as the grading goes dictate
the site is relatively flat. You know, we're not going to have retaining walls anything. That nature, so that should be fine.
Before we make a motion for approval, there are various things that are required. First thing is this one, the sheets that you sent us with the total site green spaces. We have figured that 37.5% of the county's land is 20%. The next thing that's going to be our motion would be the landscape value estimate of $59,680, requiring a certificate. And Dave would be probably the one to say, have the background to say whether that's bigger than
that. Yeah, I checked that out. That's adequate.
Great. So that's the $59,680 requires a certified check amounting to 50% of the total shall be deposited with the town clerk prior to receiving the building permit, $29,840. Mention a few of these other things, dumpster and mechanical equipment upgrade, the screen approval is contingent upon acceptance by the planning board and the town engineering department. Any changes required by the town engineering department or the planning board which affect the landscaping shall necessitate further review and approval by the conservation board. And the last thing is the certification that's required at the end of the job, which I think you're familiar with. Upon all those conditions, make a motion that this project be approved, starting really with going on the board. Again.
I approve.
Saying it's unanimous, the person who approved the plan. I'm sorry, I'm choking up and I've got all kinds of things going on medically. Do I have anybody that wants to abstain from that vote? No?
Mm-hmm.
Approved. Based on these requirements. I think that's it.
Great, sir. Thank you for your time. Explaining the process.
Nice to see you.
I don't know if I met everyone who's here. I'm your liaison to the board. And
I know Rose knows.
We had a new member.
Not a new member.
It's just the health department. Just story.
If you need, you know, in touch. Also, my email is Talmina. But my number is 716-697-1070. So if you guys have any questions, concerns, anything related to the town board, or this board, why not? I'm happy to.
Thank you. You have one item you wanted to bring up, right?
Which one?
The one about the pocket parks.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the inventory, right?
Maybe you could put a nudge under Ed to get the information that they've been asking for.
We're asking for what are these pocket parks causing us as taxpayers to maintain, taking land in lieu of streets. I believe that the cost is not outweigh the time.
That's
$1,000. Yes.
Thank you.
So what is the true cost?
And the problem statement is it's worth keeping it on the books as an option, but should the town be taking the land and it be somewhere around the kind of in perpetuity? And all the risks associated with that, too. Yeah, I mean, especially when if they're like half an acre in some random subdivision somewhere, like, what's the overall value benefit for the town there? I know that maybe there's 25 homes in that neighborhood that get good value out of it.
Right.
One that's off of our
Hunter. It's kind of stuck
back there. It's just sitting there.
Bernie isn't here, so we're going to move that to the next meeting.
Generally, like, we haven't really gotten into it. What's the overall strategy for funds that we generate from this board, from the planning board for conservation work? Where do we want to spend that
Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.